Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
And now, welcome to the show.
You're a little marvelous, Dollar.
Hello, you are very marvelous. Thank you. You're my marvelous audience. Hello, everyone, and this is the Marvelous Radio Show brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You're here with the D-Man. How's everyone doing in this wonderful day two of this four-day weekend, this Memorial Day weekend? I hope you're doing well. You're tuned with the biggest three-day weekend online, and now it's extended to four-day weekend because you know why? It is a Memorial Day weekend because, you know, people are going to be off on Monday, so you got to be happy. So let's get happy.
Might seem crazy, what I'm about to say. Sometimes it is where you can take a break. I tell the moon not to go to sleep. With the ass, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy, I'm alone. If you feel like the room is out of room.
If you feel like that's what you want to do, because I'm happy.
carry that song. I don't know what's wrong with you. I do not know what's wrong with you. If you just tuned in, this is the D-Man here, Derek Barrett here, hosting you on this day two of the biggest 3-day weekend online, which has now been extended to 4 days this weekend because it's Memorial Day weekend. If you just tuned in, this is this marvelous radio show brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You're here with the D-Man, Derek Barrett. Hope you're enjoying this wonderful weather outside. It's nice and sunny. It felt so good. I actually felt like raking the leaves. Now, why am I raking the leaves, you may ask? Because I have no idea. It's May. Leaves supposed to fall in the fall. That's why it's called fall. I don't know why, but that marigold tree that I have keeps shedding leaves like nobody's business. I don't know why it does that, because I guess it doesn't rain as much in May or something because of that. Or maybe it has something to do with the Mother's Day tornadoes back in 2008, because ever since one of the trees fell on it, I guess a part of it seems like there's a big dent in the tree. So there's a whole lot of dead branches that are like gone where one of the trees rested on the marigold tree. And I've been trying my best trying to even it out, you know, trying to prune the tree with the branches, but I'm not a professional tree surgeon, so I pretty much try to leave it alone, just to get the low hanging branches and anything higher than what my ladder and my hedge clippers can't reach. I'm just gonna have to get a professional for that. I'm sorry. But I just hope you're having a wonderful time. Please enjoy the weather. It's going to be really good. I think it's going to be all sunny all four-day weekend right here. According to the 5-day broadcast, at least on my computer, it said it was going to be raining on Monday. But according to Fox 24 and Channel 13, WMAZ, the Macon stations, it seems like it's going to be sunny all 4 days, it looks like. If it does rain in the upcoming week, it'll probably be like Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't know. But so far, it's 82 degrees. 82 degrees with a high of 87 and a low of 62. It's going to be really nice all day today. And it's going to be really cool all night. So, you're pretty much covered. You're pretty much covered for this wonderful weekend. Not to rain on anyone's parade per chance, per se, but you remember earlier this year, what's his name? Alan Thicke's son, Robin Thicke, had to give it up to the Marvin Gaye's estate, no pun intended, well, maybe a little bit, because their song Blurred Lines sounded just like Marvin Gaye's got to give it up. Well, you know, and they had to give it up for like $7 million plus. Yeah. Well, there was another incident with the Marvin Gaye estate saying that Pharrell may have to pay them some royalties for their song Happy, because their song Happy sounds too similar to Ain't That Peculiar. Now, I'm going to try to see if I can. I just don't see that. How Ain't That Peculiar? How Happy sounds so similar to Ain't That Peculiar? Because I just don't hear it though, really. But that's just me. I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of it. You already heard it happen. I'm going to play a little bit of Ain't That Peculiar by Marvin Gaye.
No, I can't do without you. Every time you get, I'm hurting for. But each word you make myself stronger than before. I don't smile. How can love grow from pain?
Marvin Gaye. I want to play a little bit of Happy if you hear any similarities.
It might be crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes you can take a break.
The law is meant to cut back on dangerous, aggressive driving and road rage incidents. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? That is some crazy stuff. Talk about, well, I didn't even want to go into this really early, but I guess this is something, this part of the schedule stories that I found for today, and, well, it's not really laughing or comical joking. Actually, it's a very serious matter. It's a gravely serious matter. And this is from CNN through WGXA, and it says that suicide rate for black boys doubles. And according to CNN.com, it says, this is from CNN, says the rates of suicide among African-American children have doubled in the last two decades, surpassing the rates among white children, which dropped over the same time period, according to a new study. As researchers looked at the suicide rates among children ages 5 to 11 between 1993 and 2012, the rates overall did not change over these years, but the rates among black boys rose from 1.78 to 3.47 per 1 million. In contrast, suicides among white boys declined from 196 to 131 per million. In just a five-year period between 2008 and 2012, there were 41 suicide deaths among black boys and 73 among white boys. And it says, quote, suicide rates in the U.S. have historically been higher among white individuals across all age groups, unquote, said Jeffrey Bridge, the epidemiologist at the Research Institute at Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. And he goes on to say that Jeffrey Bridge, he led the research published earlier this week in the Journal of JAMA Pediatrics. He adds that we're very surprised to see higher suicide rates among black children over time, added Bridge, who is also the associate professor of pediatrics at The Ohio State University. In fact, the researchers waited for numbers from 2012 to be available for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, of course, which was their source of data, to have more confidence in what they were seeing. It did not change their findings. Now, the suicide rates among girls, although about five times lower than those for boys, followed the same racial trend. The rates among black girls increased from 0.68 to 1.23 per million, although the rise was not statistically significant. Meanwhile, the rates among white girls appeared to be stable at about 0.25 per million. During the first time period that the researchers studied, 1993 to 1997, suicide rates were similar for black and white boys. Suicide was the 14th and 12th leading cause of death among black and white children, respectively, over those years. However, rates among black boys had overtaken those for white boys by 2003. By 2008 and 2012, however, suicide was the 9th leading cause of death among black children and the 11th cause, 11th leading cause among white children. Wow. Says the author of the study did not investigate the reasons for the increase, but speculate the suicide rates may be higher for black children for various reasons, including the possibility that they may have more exposure to violence and aggression than white children and be less likely to get help for depression and suicide attempts. In addition, black children tend to go through puberty at a younger age, and research suggests that children are far more likely to harm themselves after puberty. It is unclear at this stage if any of these factors or others underlie the trend, Bridge said. And he did say that suicide is pretty rare in all kids before puberty. He said, this is from Dr. David Schaefer, professor of pediatrics and child psychiatry at Columbia University Medical Center, who was not involved in the research. Still, the current study shows that a very interesting aberration, quote-unquote, that should be studied more, he said. Wow. I mean, you have to excuse him, but it's not the first time that I've heard about suicide. I mean,
I mean, truth be told, and just being really honest with you all, I did contemplate those types of thoughts of taking my own life but I was 12 at the time. I wasn't like a full-fledged teenager per se. I was actually 12, and that was because, well, I had bullies just coming after me left and right, and it seemed like the teachers didn't want to do anything. They couldn't punish them, they couldn't discipline them. It was like they just couldn't do anything, like their hands were practically tied. And I guess because of that, I've had thought that I couldn't help that since nobody would help me, I might as well just help myself to get out of here, because they're not doing anything. And well, luckily my father, you know, God rest his soul, he saved my life. He kept me from doing that. And no matter how many arguments we've had, I'll be forever grateful for him, because he kept me from doing something like attempting to take my own life, and realize that there's always going to be something better along the horizon, somewhere near the horizon, somewhere. And I mean, it is rare. You rarely hear about black people committing suicide. I remember the first time I saw a black kid's funeral. Well, he was my age, around, or a little bit older. Actually, I take it back. He was a little bit younger. And there was this guy, I think his name was Royce Tugler, if I'm not mistaken. And we went, me and a couple of my friends, we went to his wake, because he was around our age. He was like, I guess, I want to say 14 or 15 years old. And he took his own life. I don't know how. I don't know which source. I mean, was hanging himself or shot himself. I really don't know. But the thing was that he said he had to take his own life because he got someone pregnant and he didn't know how to support it. Support the upcoming child. So he took his own life, and it's kind of sad that he committed suicide because of that. I mean, the child, if that is true, the child has been deprived of a father, and you know, not saying that he could have done better. I mean, the thing is that somebody could have, I hope somebody could at least try to stop him, but you know. And I remember, I think it was a black candidate. I wish I knew his name right now, but they said he was found dead. I think his name was Bivens, I think. And he said, according to the news, he was found dead. It was supposedly with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. And if it says self-inflicted, it basically means that he or she shot himself or herself. And, you know, I think those were the only times I actually heard of black folks, you know, black people committing suicide. It's really sad. It's really terrible. And I hope my people will find a way, won't be afraid, won't be scared to ask for help. I mean, I'm not saying to get rid of prayer, get rid of faith. You need faith, but if you have to pray to get help, then go get it. Go and try to look for it, search for it, because, you know, like the good book says, faith without works is dead. And if you're hurting that much psychologically, you definitely need all the help you can get. All the help you can get. Speaking of some help, of course, you know, the Hawks, they lost again to the Cleveland Cavaliers. They lost again in game two in Atlanta. Yeah, the Cleveland Cavaliers are now 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Atlanta Hawks. Game three will be playing tomorrow night in Cleveland. And I know the people living in Cleveland are like thrilled for that because, one, they're 2-0 against my Atlanta Hawks. And it's a do-or-die situation because very few teams can actually get out of a 0-2 deficit and actually come out victorious in a best out of seven. They have to win at least one game to have game six or game seven to come back to Atlanta because the next three games are going to be in Cleveland. If they want to win, they got to at least steal one, take one, or two, preferably, in Cleveland. So, Atlanta, it's do or die situation. You got to be on your A game tomorrow. Even if it is Cleveland, even if it is an away game, you got to kick butt and take names. I'm sorry, this losing or failure is not an option. I'm sorry. It's not an option. So get your act together, Hawks, and get your A game and start getting some more W's on the scoreboard, okay? All right. All right. Well, it's 3:27. I wanted to get something happy, make something really, really, really happy. I did have one story. This is for tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to be going out of town in Atlanta to visit my Uncle George. Of course, you know, the story that we had earlier, which I don't know, we had technical difficulties. I was trying to record my uncle's birthday last November and somehow wasn't able to do it because the Blog Talk Radio wasn't able to record the show, and I guess I missed the schedule, so basically just skipped it. But however, I just want to say that I hope my Uncle George is recuperating well from his operation. We're going to be visiting him. So I probably, hopefully to keep it more newsworthy, I probably might talk about some of the stories that I have right now about that Takata is nearly, this is about these faulty airbags, right? It says Takata is nearly doubling the size of its already massive recall for faulty airbags, making it the largest auto recall in history. It says that the company has already reached recalled airbags used in about 18 million vehicles for the problem. So the move that will bring that number up to about 34 million cars, 34 million autos. So the recall is one of the largest consumer product recalls ever. It says at least 5 deaths have been tied to faulty airbags. But Takata has previously resisted demands by regulators to get all the affected airbags off the road. It says the airbags have been known to explode and send shrapnel into the face and body of both the driver and the front seat passenger. Victims appear to have been shot or stabbed, according to police who responded to the accidents. Many others have serious injuries, including vision damage from shrapnel hitting them in the eye. Wow. It says most of the fatalities and most of the recalled cars were made by Honda. It says it's not yet known what is causing the airbags to explode, admitted Mark Rosekind, the administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. He said that, when are we going to find out? We don't know. But we can't wait and risk the safety of American people before we move forward. And it says NHTSA initially agreed to that limited recall, but it went on to push Takata and 11 separate automakers to expand the recall. The agency has even fined Takata $14,000 a day, the maximum fine for failing to cooperate with its probe. That's added up to $1.2 million as of Tuesday. The daily fines were suspended Tuesday, but further fines are possible. That is something else. See, this is why you got to take care of your car. You got to make sure your car is safe to drive. This is why, and I keep telling people that whether I'm on the whether on this show or back when I was doing the morning roast a couple of years ago, you got to be safe, man. I mean, you got to be careful when you're driving your car. You got to make sure it's working, especially if you're driving long distances. That's why the Memorial Day weekend as well as and 4th of July weekend are among the dangerous and Thanksgiving and are among the dangerous weekends to drive, because everybody's going to be on the road. You don't know if there's going to be some people going to catch road rage, they're going to be speeding or whatever. The thing is, you got to be careful. You have to be careful. And I want to make sure that you're safe and secure, especially live long enough to keep on listening to this show. And but anyway, nevertheless, I hope you're staying happy. And, you know, and I hope the Marvin Gaye estate don't sue Pharrell Williams for the song Happy. As a matter of fact, anyone has to worry about getting a lawsuit is probably Bruno Mars and his buddy who made that song Uptown Funk, because that sounds way so much like Jungle Love from the time. I'm surprised, doggone Morris Day and the Time hasn't filed any charges yet. I'm surprised. I'm shocked. I thought it was something straight out of the Time, you know, Morris Day. It does sound very familiar. Now, you want to talk about similarities, that's your song right there. But I hope you're having a good time. Matter of fact, I just want to give a shout-out to the people going to Disneyland over in California. Hope you're having a great time, because this year Disneyland is celebrating its 60th anniversary being open. So congratulations to Disneyland and 60 wonderful years of giving fun to kids and parents and families all around the world. It says over 700 million people have traveled and visited Disneyland. I hope I'll be able to go there myself, you know. But congratulations and happy 60th anniversary to Disneyland. And that looks like it's going to be it for this day's version of the It's Marvelous Radio Show. Be sure to always check us out every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. and every Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Unless you check our Facebook page and let you know when our next scheduled show will be. We may have a extra special show during the week, or we may have it during a different time, an earlier time, or even a later time during the weekend. So otherwise, we're usually scheduled, unless otherwise notify you, usually Fridays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at 3 p.m. So hope you're doing well. Hope you're having safe. Hope you're still enjoying your extended four-day weekend. This is being part of the original biggest three-day weekend online. On behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of this show, this is the D-Man here, Derek Barrett, wishing you a wonderful and marvelous Saturday. We'll see you tomorrow, and since I won't be able to play any music tomorrow, since Sunday is going to be the day before Memorial Day, because Memorial Day is on a Monday, and of course, you know, Memorial Day Sunday, they're going to be playing the Indy 500, which will be on ABC tomorrow. Just want to let you know, just remember the people who gave their all, who gave their lives to give us freedom here, to do what we can to make a living, I thank them for me to be able to do this. And I want to go ahead and give them the respect that it's due. I'm going to close the show with Sir Ray Charles, the Ray Charles version of America the Beautiful. Have a wonderful Saturday, have a marvelous Saturday, and even more marvelous Memorial Day. Take care, everyone.
noblesse.
Every game design.
You know, when I was in school, we could sing something like this.
Look you to the vast spacious skies. The amber waves of rain. The purple mountain.
Thank you for listening to this marvelous radio show. Have a marvelous Saturday and Memorial Day. Take care, everyone.